The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Mishnah here on Lamed Aleph brings down a three-way machlokes in the Tanoim of whether a person could bring an Ashem Talui at any time. According to the opinion of the Beliezer, a person could donate an Ashem Talui any day, and it's called Ashem Chasidim. According to Bava ben Buta, in the name of Ebeliezer, in the opinion of Ebeliezer, a person could donate an Ashem Talui any day except for the day after Yom Kippur. According to Bava ben Buta, a person could bring an Ashem Talui once there is a Suffolk, once there is a possibility that he did an Aveira. The day after Yom Kippur was already Mechampe for him. And the day after Yom Kippur, right away after Yom Kippur, that he knows for sure he did not yet do any Aveira, so he cannot bring an Ashem Talui. Once it's a day past, so then already he can bring an Ashem Talui. Chachamim disagree both with Ebeliezer and Bava ben Buta. They say a person can only bring an Ashem Talui if he knows that he had a suffix of a violation of a shkaga of chatos. Those are the three opinions. And in another shir, we discussed how we actually find in Torah ben Shulchan Aruch places where it's discussed how to paskin the anafkaminus of how to paskin, whether we paskin like Eliezer or Bava ben Buta or the Chachamim. And that was the subject of another shir. In this shiur, I would like to discuss something, a discussion that's based on Bava ben Buta's concept that the day after Yom Kippur, it's assumed that he didn't have any aver, he has a clean slate. And this discussion is pertaining to a chassan. Shulchan Aruch says that the day somebody gets married, a chassan should fast. That is the prevalent minog, the prevalent custom is that a chassan fasts, actually the chassan and kala, they fast on the day of their chuppah. Unless they have a strong need, they fast. However, there are certain days when the days are not the right to fast. They're very happy days, and poskim say not to fast. For example, the Ramah and Erechaim in Simet Tov Kufa in Gimel, says if somebody gets married during Hanukkah, he should not fast. The Magen Avraham there adds that similarly, on Isru Chag, Tu B'Av, Tu B'Shvat, a Chasan and Kala should not fast. So he says the Magen Avraham, since these are fasts, these are days, happy days, that it's mentioned in the Gemara that these days are happy days, so such days a person doesn't fast. The Mishnah Berurah says, Kol Shkein Purim a person doesn't fast. The day of Yom Mishnah V'Simcha, and the Kitzel Shulchan Aruch adds that Hu Adin on Shushan Purim, a person doesn't fast. The Nimuga Erechaim adds that even on Adarishan Purim Katan, a person also does not fast. The Chasan and Kala do not fast on those days. Now the Magen Avraham says also the days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, Chasan and Kala should fast. Now, the Reb Moshe Feinstein, in Shailos HaTshuvos Igros Moshe, was asked the following question. What happens with somebody who's getting married the day after Asara B'Teves? Chasan and Kala are getting married on Yud Aleph Teves. Actually, the night afterwards, Yud Beis Teves, but the day they would fast would be Yud Aleph Teves. And then Moshe was asked by his Mechotin, should the Chasan and Kala fast on Yud Aleph Teves? Or perhaps they just fasted the day before, and therefore it's unnecessary for them to fast. So the Moshe Feinstein answered, based on the Magen Avraham, that since the Magen Avraham says in Simen Tov Kufa and Gimel, that the days between Sifkot and Aleph, that between the days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, even though they are days that usually a person does not fast, but if it's a chasen and kala, they should fast, since it's not mentioned in the Gemara that these are days not to fast. So although regularly we don't fast, nevertheless, for the purpose of chasen and kala, they should fast. So says Rav Moshe, the Magen Avraham is mashma, that all days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, the chasen and kala should fast. Says Rav Moshe, it's mashma, even the day right immediately after Yom Kippur. Even Yud Aleph Tishrei, the Chosin and Kala should fast. So Rav Moshe asks, the Chayra, it's a wonder. Why in the world do the Chosin and Kala fast on Yud Aleph Tishrei if they're getting married that day? The Chayra, they just had Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur was mechaper for all their Averis. So why do they have to fast as a day of Slicha and Kapara if they just had Yom Kippur? And he says, we have our Gemara. Bava ben Buta says that a person cannot bring an Ashem Tole. A person can bring Ashem Tole on any day of the year, except for the day after Yom Kippur. We see that Bava ben Buta assumes that the day after Yom Kippur, a person is clean, has no Averis. So why does the Magen Avraham, in the opinion of Rav Moshe, say that a chosen and kala must fast on the day after Yom Kippur? So, Rav Moshe says it must be that the reason of the Magen Avraham is that although Bava ben Buta assumes that a person did not do a sofik aveira the day after Yom Kippur, but Bava ben Buta never said a person did not do a vada aveira. A vada aveira perhaps is more common than a sofik aveira. Ashem Tol is only on a sofik aveira, but perhaps a person did a vada aveira, and that there is a chash a person did, and for that there is reason to fast the day after Yom Kippur. So says Rav Moshe, you see that the mere fact that the person fasted the day before is not a sufficient reason not to fast. And just like Yud Aleph Tishrei, the Chosin and Kala fast, so too Yud Aleph Teves, the day after Asar B'Teves, just like the day after Yom Kippur, the Chosin and Kala must fast, so too Yud Aleph Teves, the day after Asar B'Teves, the Chosin and Kala must fast. So says Rav Moshe Feinstein. So in other words, Rav Moshe Feinstein is of the opinion, basing it on the Magen Avraham, that the chosin and kala have to fast if it's the day of their chasana, even if it's the day after Asar B'Teves, even if it's the day after Yom Kippur, because perhaps they did an aveira, even though Bava ben Buta says we don't suspect that they did an aveira that requires osham, we suspect that they did an aveira that was a vadai that will require them to fast. So says Rav Moshe Feinstein. However, there is a different tshuva by the Toras Mordechai, and it's brought down that Oitza Poiskim in Simen Samech Aleph brings him down. He disagrees with Rav Moshe, and basically he has two reasons why he disagrees with Rav Moshe. Before he disagrees, he says perhaps you would say that there would be a different reason why the Chosin and Kala should fast. Rav Moshe didn't even entertain this. Perhaps he had the same answer as the Toras Mordechai. Really, it's a machloikas. Really, there are two reasons why the Chosin and Kala are supposed to fast the day of their chasana. One is in order that they shouldn't be shikr, to make certain that they're not shikr at the time of the chuppah. Like this, there won't be any chance of anyone saying that he was Mekadosh his wife without full das. So to avoid that, a person fasts like this, he's for sure not shikr. And the other reason is the kapara of aveiros. So perhaps he will say that there's good reason for a chosin and kala to fast the day after Yom Kippur, because we have to make certain that they won't be a shikr, that they won't be intoxicated. So that, the Toras Mordechai says, is not a reason. Because although we do find such a reason for fasting, but we find that that's not the main reason for fasting. The main reason is for a kapara of the averus. What's the raya? The Chassidei Chemed says, and the Chachmas Adam says, there is room to be mekel for the chasen and kala to eat before the chuppah. If it's a short day, if let's say the chuppah is at night, for example, in the winter, and the chuppah is way after tzeis, the chasen and kala could eat. Now, how could they eat before the chuppah if the reason is because of shechros? It must be, it's clear that the reason is because of tshuva. For the day, it's because it's a day of slicha and kapara. The main reason why a chasen and kala fast is because it's a day of slicha and kapara. So, if that's the reason, says the Teras Mordechai, so therefore the day after Yom Kippur, the chasen and kala don't have to fast. Because Bava Ben Buta said that the day after Yom Kippur, a person, we can assume that he's clean from Averis, and therefore, a person doesn't have to fast. And he's not tefriden with the reasoning of Reb Moshe to differentiate between a Sofik Aver and a Vade Aver. Also, says the Teres Mordechai, there's other Achraim that disagree with the Magen Avraham. The whole Magen Avraham is going on with an opinion that all days that are not mefurish in the Gemara, that it's a happy day and it's a day that one shouldn't fast, and such days, Achasen and Kale, are obligated to fast. In other words, there are many days that regularly a person is not supposed to fast, but if it's Achasen and Kale, the Magen Avraham says they should fast if it's not such a happy day that it was mentioned in the Gemara. Only happy days that I mentioned in the Gemara of not fasting, so those days, such days, Achasen and Kala don't fast. But other happy days, days that we don't say Tachanun, but they're not mentioned in the Gemara, those days, the Magen Avraham says Achasen and Kala must fast. Now, other Acharonim disagree with the Magen Avraham. The whole Reb Moshe was based on the Magen Avraham. So the Magen Avraham says that there are all the days of Tachanun, if it's not mentioned in the Gemara, Achasen and Kala must fast. But other Acharonim disagree with the Magen Avraham. The Prime Godim says in the name of El Yerabo that if somebody's mekel not to fast on any day that we don't say Tachanun, unlike what the Magen Avraham says, Lohifse, they don't lose out. The Tzarpoiskim brings down all numerous Acharonim that say not like the Magen Avraham. And therefore, that's another reason why to say not like Ermoisha is following the opinion of the Magen Avraham, but there's room to be mekel, not like the Magen Avraham. Even if Reb Moshe is right, there's room to be mekel, not like the Magen Avraham. Besides for that, there's room to disagree bechlal with Reb Moshe, because we'll say that just like Bava Ben Buta said, a person did not do a Sofik Avera, so too a person did not do a Vade Avera. And ve'oid, it would be very difficult, says the Teres Mordechai, for a person to fast 2 days in a row. We're talking about, we find the Pesukim can say the reason why we don't do Yom Tov Sheni Shekolius for Yom Kippur is because it's very shvet to fast 2 days in a row. So there's good reason to say, says the Teres Mordechai, that a chasen and kala do not have to fast if they have a chasen or Yud Beis Tishrei or the night following Yom Kippur. They don't have to fast on that day after Yom Kippur. So he's off the Teres Mordechai, and he's brought down in the Oitzah HaPoiskim. That's as far as Yud Aleph Tishrei, the day after Yom Kippur. Zog the Oitzah HaPoiskim, v'shem the Shai Sefer Yashiv Moshe Cheli Beis Simen Men Beis, that the Yashiv Moshe disagrees with the other part of Reb Moshe. Reb Moshe said that Kol Shekein, and Yud Aleph Teves, the day after Asar B'Teves, the Chasen and Kala must fast. The Yashi Moshe disagrees even on that. Since the person already fasted on Asar B'Teves, already got Kapara for that day of fasting on Asar B'Teves, and it's hard to fast 2 days in a row, so therefore the Yashi Moshe says even that day, a Chasen and Kala do not need a fast. So I'm not coming to issue a verdict on this discussion. The purpose of this year was to present the positions on these days. And when it becomes the Maisa, a person could ask a Shaila. One thing I'll just end off with is what the Eitah Paiskim says in the name of the Be'er Hetiv, that even on days that a Chassan and Kala don't fast, but it's proper for them to keep away from the delicacies and the sweet foods, they should keep away from Maisrus, they should keep away from luxurious Ma'achla Mishnah. Even if they don't fast, they should be extra careful to keep away from Maisrus as a day of Slicha and Kapara. And whether they fast, whether they don't fast, they should be nizer with this, what the Be'er Hetiv says. This concludes this shir.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.